Proverbs for the day, December the 30th, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 32 and 33. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 32 and 33. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood, so the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. You ever heard somebody say, well, hush my mouth, or shut my mouth, or I'll wash that mouth out. Well, here we're told, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. And he's telling us to do it to ourselves here. We'll just look at three little thoughts here as we come right down to the end of the calendar year, and we're thinking about finishing out some things, maybe settling up some things, and getting ready to start another stage, another calendar year. First of all, lifting up of self. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself. Now that can be in your own mind, and it might even be to others or both. And you got to ask yourself, are there some times you've lifted up yourself? Are there times that we have exaggerated? Are there times that you have allowed people to have a higher opinion of you than was maybe appropriate? One of those things. There's so many ways that one might do it. And he says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself. You know, you can lift yourself up against Scripture, for example. Isn't it funny how some people can get a hold of one or two Scriptures, and then as far as they're concerned, that negates anything else that have anything to do with themselves. You can lift yourself up against spiritual authority. You could lift yourself up against the Spirit's restraining guidance. But he says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself. So that would mean that lifting up oneself is foolish. And I'm reminded, in contrast, of the Apostle Paul, how difficult it was for him to have to deal with the saints at Corinth, the Corinthian church, as we commonly say, in 2 Corinthians, and he had to remind them of his apostleship. He had to remind them of his place, you might say, and their relationship and their lives. But the only reason he had to do so wasn't because he was lifting himself up. It was because they had lifted themselves up. Isn't it amazing how when you remind, say, a young person as a parent, or you remind somebody spiritually of the place that you have in their life, that suddenly they think that you're the one being lifted up? That's just amazing to me. No, it's that younger person who's being lifted up in their own mind. So if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, and he's going to tell us what to do for it. Lifting up. If you have, lay your hand upon your mouth. Hush your mouth. Shut your mouth and start over again. Almost like kind of do it to yourself, you know. And then notice what he says, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. So not just lifting up of self, but the laying up of evil. Mulling it over. Thinking about it all the time. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13:5, it says, love thinketh no evil. It's not supposed to ever get out of the lips of your, get past the gate of the lips of your mouth and heart. The lips are to be like a gate. So you put your hand upon your mouth. But when you're trying to hush somebody up, or they're making noise, or trying to keep them from being, you know, observed or detected, they put their hand upon their mouth. Now, when we don't lift ourselves up and we don't lay up evil, we must be reminded that we are merely doing our bare duty. And so, with a little bit of introspection of the past, ask yourself, have I lifted up myself? Ask yourself, have I been laying up evil? If thou hast thought evil, well, I tell you, that would have to get most of us at some point. Not saying beat yourself up to death about it, but I am saying we ought to just take it for what it is and confess it and deal with it. It sure be a lot better for us with the Lord. It sure be a lot better for us at the judgment seat of Christ. And you notice the whole idea here is he says, lay thine hand upon thy mouth. There is an alternative to run one's mouth, and that is to to hush one's mouth. That is to lay one's hand upon their mouth. Okay? Notice with verse 33, surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter. Now, many of you may not know that. You may not have seen the butter churn. They used to have the hand ones, and you would churn the butter. Maybe you've made a homemade ice cream, and you've, before all the electric ones, which probably not many of those left, they're probably considered antiques or something, I don't know. But you would churn it, and churn it, and churn it. And he says, the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. I imagine you can imagine that. You know, what a picture. There's just nothing like this book, the Bible, is there? There's just nothing as practical and yet as clean and holy and reverent and discreet as the words of God. But you can take and make a pretty big mess out of somebody if you take and bring their nose and get their nose to bleed. And so it says the same way that churning of milk brings butter and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. Now, the first thing to do when there's strife, the first thing to do, not the only thing, but the first thing to do is to stop, walk down the hallway, open the door, walk in, close the door behind you, and look in the mirror. I did not say that's the only thing to do, okay? But it's the first thing to do. And if you're a leader, that's the first thing to do. Walk in there and see if you're forcing a wrath. The forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. So, sister, brother, look in the mirror. Now, it doesn't work in God. It doesn't work in God's things, in God's ways, in God's walk to force wrath. It does not work. It seems to be on the increase. Perhaps it's just more well known than it used to be, but I believe it is on the increase. But it seems to be on the increase that we have more of this strife going on because we have more people forcing their wrath upon others. And you find in domestic circles this happening. The keeping of rank, as we used to say, the keeping of divisions, the keeping of propriety, has always been a great safeguard against that. So this is a great end to this month. We got one more day left tomorrow. But here in the end of this chapter, Proverbs chapter 30, think of this thing. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, do what? Lay thine hand upon thy mouth. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of wrath bringeth forth strife. Lifting up of self, laying up of evil. And number three, looking for a fight. Looking for a fight. What a picture. What a picture. You know, if you're not careful, you'll be like James describes. From whence comes fightings and wars among you? Come they not even of yourselves? But let's face it. You say, well, it takes two. Well, it does in some ways. But I'll tell you this, when it comes to authority, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to look in that mirror first and make sure you're not just looking for a fight all the time.